Murder Unprompted, a Charles Parris mystery starring Bill Nighy.
It was a lazy, sunny Sunday afternoon, and I'd invited a few of the company over for the Charles Parris barbecue experience.
Stand clear for the hunter-gatherer burying industrially reclaimed meat products.
Oh, my God, that's an E. coli time bomb.
Shut up and behold a master at work.
8 shows a week, including matinees, meant Sunday was our only time to really let our hair down. And I was happy to play the role of genial mine host.
Now, the key to a successful barbie is white heat and my own alcohol-based marinade. So stand back and prepare to be amazed. Fuck in the water. Please, someone give me... Yeah. No.
There it is.
That's paraffin. I think I lost my eyebrows.
Charles?
Francis, how lovely to see you.
Why are there firemen coming out of my house?
A full Monty tribute act.
Charles!
Can I tempt you to a slightly charred sausage?
The state of my weeping fig.
Have I still got eyebrows?
Do you have any idea how much time and money I put into this terrace?
It's mostly smoke and water damage.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Obviously, it's not ideal.
Do you think?
I'll sort it, I promise.
The right one is a bit singed.
Right what?
Eyebrows.
Oh, no, it's not funny, Francis. I'm on stage tomorrow night.
I'm sure they'll fix you up with an eyebrow toupee till it grows back.
My face is my fortune.
That's why you're always broke.
Oh, bloody hell. Why aren't you in Canada?
I kept leaving messages on the machine.
I don't check the machine.
Why?
Because it's yours.
But you were supposed to be house-sitting.
Yes, but I assumed anyone wanting me would phone me on the mobile.
Why do I bother?
So, how was Canada?
Polite.
And young Scott?
Don't start with the young business.
So how is the professor?
Never happier now he's married.
You don't mean you and he...
In case you'd forgotten, I'm still officially married to you.
What happened?
An impressionable graduate student happened.
I resisted the impulse to punch the air and whoop, told you so, instead adopting the most empathetic expression I could muster with only one eyebrow.
She's a 22-year-old San Franciscan called Eagle.
Americans are so... unencumbered by tradition.
She's also beautiful, intelligent, a size 8, and worships the timberland Scott walks in.
I bet she can't hold a candle to you.
She held a whole candelabra, but thanks for the hollow flattery.
I meant it. Frances thought I was just trying to make her feel better, but I knew that if I could win her back, my head would never again be turned by some 22-year-old. Definitely. Absolutely. Almost... certainly not. Why don't you go to bed? You must be horribly jet-lagged.
I want to be able to sleep tonight. I'll just go and catch up on 11 months' worth of answer phone messages.
In an attempt to haul myself into her good books, I spent the evening tidying the garden, then got up early next day to dust away the clouds and shine up the sun.
Come in.
Breakfast in bed, Mum.
By way of an apology.
Call it an act of reconciliation.
Very considerate.
There's enough for two.
So I see.
I can snuggle in to keep you warm if you...
Just pour the coffee, Charles.
Right, coffee, absolutely.
So, what's this play you're in?
It's called 77.
Very enigmatic.
Not really. 77 was a defining year in pop culture. The Jubilee, the Sex Pistols released God Save the Queen, Star Wars came out.
So, what's the premise?
It starts with the Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, and the 16-year-old Diana Spencer trapped on a plane with the Pistols.
Not exactly topical.
There are loads of contemporary resonances, issues of nationalism, race relations, class rebellion.
Jokes?
Not as such.
Mm. No, 77 was the year we got married.
Sadly, an event which doesn't make it into the play.
30 years.
Yeah, and it don't seem a day too long.
Speak for yourself.
You're still a hot babe to me.
At my age, they're called flushes. How's Juliet?
Juliet?
Our daughter?
Yes, I know who she is.
Have you seen much of her?
We've spoken on the phone.
The best part of a year and you've spoken on the phone?
Despite what Francis thought, Juliet was the apple of my bloodshot eye, but I always had the feeling I was a disappointment as a father. Silly, really. What's the book?
Oh, just something I brought back.
Make It Happen, Enjoying the Third Act by Dr. Lionel Moskowitz, M.Psych, PhD. What is it, a self-help book?
No, well...
Dr. Moskowitz is a psychotherapist and lifestyle coach to many Hollywood celebrities.
Give it to
you. They all say the same thing. If life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
This book's aimed at people facing the third age.
The third? You mean old people.
I mean people like us.
Not me, darling.
Okay, Peter Pan, you hang out in Neverland, but I want to make some changes before it's too late.
Please tell me you're not going to have work done. You'll end up with a nose like a ski jump and absolutely no character.
I'm not having work done.
Then what changes?
This place.
You only had it decorated 18 months ago.
Not superficial changes. It's too big.
For what?
For me.
What about me?
Strictly speaking, your house sitting while your place is being done up. Speaking of
it's
which...
It's complicated.
Complicated how?
Legal stuff, tenancy act, tribunal. I'll tell you another time. In reality, my greedy bloody landlord had turned the bedsit into a studio conversion and tripled the rent, so I told him where he could shove his loft-style living. You can't sell up, Francis.
I think you'll find I can.
But it's the family home.
Some family, some home. You were never here.
I'm here now.
Trying to tell me how to run my life.
Looking after your best interests.
Too late. You abdicated responsibility for me and the family home and you walked away from it.
All right, forget me. I know you think I'm only out for number one, but I care for you and I don't want you doing anything impulsive just because Dr. Moskowitz says so. I can't make it without you. It's not easy for me to sound selfless, but I've got to say, even I was impressed. So I left Francis to think and went to see my agent, Morris, who had been uncharacteristically quiet, even for him.
Charles, how lovely to see you. Take a seat. Did Pixie offer you a drink?
I'm fine. Tell me she's not really called Pixie.
Parents and the media say no more. Ironic, as she's turned out to be such a big-boned girl. You'll have to excuse the mess. We're still in a state of flux since the move.
So this is where the 10% plus VAT goes.
Well, you couldn't stay in the old place any longer. We were running out of space. This projects a more 21st century image for the rebranded company.
You've rebranded, have you?
Oh, can't stand still, Charles. New logo, new letterhead, revamped website.
I didn't know you had a website.
Oh, check us out. www.morrisskellen.co.uk. You're in there.
I haven't got a computer.
How do you manage?
It would have been nice to be told you were moving, Morris.
Well, all clients were told. I distinctly remember telling Pixie to email Well, just as well you popped in, then.
Why?
Looks like you're transferring to the West End.
Really? When? Where to?
Paula's still dotting the I's, but September was mentioned, and the Variety.
Ah!
Congratulations, Charles. Very well deserved.
Holy shite. What was going on out there tonight?
I think it was a coach party from a TB clinic.
Don't know about you, but I need a drink.
Steady on, Alex.
Ginger and ginseng spritzer helps restore the alkaline balance.
Scotch from the bottle helps restore the alcohol balance.
You'll kill yourself with that stuff, Charlie.
Yeah, no preaching or I'll confiscate your mantra. Sharing a dressing room with Alex was like sharing a bedroom with an irritating younger brother you really love but still want to punch quite hard.
My chakras feel blocked.
Bummer.
Just need to meditate for a few minutes, flush out the negative energy.
Any chance you could put some clothes on first? After a few rough years of booze and depression, he'd pieced his life back together and landed a leading role in 77.
You gorgeous.
Hey, baby.
Alex may have been a fruitcake, but the icing on top was pretty, if impressionable, Lucy Decker.
Can't a man put his pants on in peace? No, don't mind me. You two just carry on.
I think we're embarrassing Charles.
And we transfer to the Variety, we'll all have our own dressing rooms.
Fun and games then, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You got your pants on back to front, Charlie.
Yeah, I was trying to get them on in a hurry.
It's all right, we won't look.
Thanks.
There you are, Lucy.
Give me strength.
You've got your pants on back to front, Charles.
Thanks. Anyone else out there want to inspect my underwear?
Val was company wardrobe mistress and, coincidentally, Lucy's mother.
Right, give me a shirt, Charles, and I'll starch the collar.
Cheers.
A one-time actress who'd sacrificed a career to motherhood, Val disapproved of Alex and Lucy's May-to-October relationship.
You know, there's a touch of George Clooney about you when you're all suited and booted.
Really?
What about me, Val?
George Formby.
Mum!
And you need to work on your voice, young lady. You'd better raise your game for the West End, or the critics will throw you to the lions. Yeah,
thanks for the note. You're brilliant for my self-esteem.
Well, someone's going to point these things out.
Yeah, usually the director.
Look, who's coming to the sponsors do? Come on, Val. I'll treat you to a free glass of Bulgarian Shiraz. Alex and Lucy were clearly grateful I intervened, but it meant I got lumbered with Val.
He's twice her age, for God's sake.
He's hardly geriatric.
Oh, you're not taking his side.
I'm completely neutral. Mm. Have a microscopic cheesy nibble.
Well, it's pathetic, a man of his age making out he's in his 20s.
I told you, I'm Switzerland.
Oh, you're all the shame.
It was like trying to get drunk listening to Woman's Hour, saved by Paula Lexington, our caffeine-wired dynamo of a producer.
If I could have your attention for a few brief moments.
Speech?
No speeches, just a huge thanks to everyone for making 77 a massive box office success. Yeah. And also big it up for our sponsors, Theatrical Angels the lot. Cliche, I know, but we wouldn't be here without them, and let's hope we'll soon be steaming into town. Yeah. So, glasses up. To 77!
Don't bother to thank the author, will you, Paula? I only spent 4 years of my life writing that play.
We appreciate you, Mal. Full of East End promise, Mal was a youth worker on a Hackney sink estate, and this was his first big break.
It's part of life, like I tell the kids. Life is pain, writing is pain, but pain plus talent equals art, yeah?
Yeah. There were also some pretty painful scenes in the play, but a zeitgeist buzz about it which brought the MTV generation flocking to the old fire station.
The creative act is visceral, see, like childbirth. You need to feel the pain to validate the experience.
I hadn't had this much fun since my root canal work.
Writing is a process of flaying the self. You have to peel away the layers.
Like an onion.
Good analogy, nice one.
Or a leek.
I prefer onion.
Onion, yeah.
But in the end, there are no more layers. You reach the core of the onion, naked, stripped bare, exposed.
Yeah. Except an onion's never really naked.
Mm, that is where the analogy breaks down.
Yeah. Cocktail sausage?
Ah, nah. Better get a wriggle on. Early start, workshopping a community-devised musical piece about gun crime.
Oh.
Got to keep it real for the under-fives. See ya.
Yeah.
Shite on a bike, that woman.
Valerie.
Who else? Just keep her away from me.
If you'll keep her away from me, what's she done?
Nothing a good dose of strychnine wouldn't take care of. I had the evening planned. A quiet Italian meal back to my place for a teary rom-com and tantric sex.
Yeah, I got the picture.
Yeah, but Val's got other ideas and Lucy's so under the thumb.
Well, I'm going round the Lemon Flag to wash down this iffy wine. You're welcome to join me. Alex matched me drink for drink. Except I was downing pints of bitter with a whiskey chaser while he sank several halves of cranberry juice and got into conversation with the barmaid about cystitis.
I've got to say, you're a very genial drunk.
That's the nicest review I've ever had.
When I was drinking, I just got angry and depressed.
Got the time, mate?
Yeah, it's...
Give me your money!
Shite.
Give me the money or you're dead meat.
You can't mug two people single-handed. It's against the rules.
Shut up and give me the money.
Do as he says.
I'm not giving him my money.
I ain't messing, yeah?
Bugger off and get a job like everybody else.
Oh, for God's sake, Charles.
For God's sake, Charles. It's two against one.
Yeah, he's got a gun.
I bet it's a replica.
It ain't no replica.
I bet it is anyway. He can't get us both.
He can get one of us.
We could take him.
You think I'm playing games, old man?
Oi!
Sorry about my friend. He's drunk.
Just hand over
the... Yeah, okay, all right, okay. All right.
And you.
Yeah.
Oh, gross, old man. You stink of booze. Yeah.
That's rich.
You do drink too much, Charles.
He mugs people for crack. I don't think he can take the moral high ground. Yeah.
A fiver?
Yeah.
Is that it?
We're actors.
Actors? Give me your phones.
Yeah.
What is this? Antiques Roadshow?
I've been meaning to get a new one and...
Don't apologise.
I've got some change.
Keep the change.
You've just been tipped by a mugger.
A gun?
It was a replica.
Like you'd
know?
Excuse me, I was in the long Good Friday.
As a waiter, you poured Helen Mirren a drink. Have you told the police?
That I poured Helen Mirren a drink?
That you were mugged?
By a kid in a dark baseball cap and a hoodie in an unlit alleyway. I'm sure they'd get Scotland Yard straight onto that. I need a scotch.
Well, I wouldn't be this laid back if it was me.
It's an act. Scratch the surface, I'm a gibbering wreck. I'll drink this in a hot bath.
Before you go, will you be around Sunday? Only I've invited Juliet for lunch and she's bringing the new boyfriend.
New boyfriend, eh? Do I need to dress to impress?
No, I'd go with the usual filthy Levi's and stained T-shirt.
Fashions for people with no sense of style. What's that? Estate agent, umph. You promised you wouldn't do anything impulsive.
No, I didn't. Anyway, I'm just getting a feel for the property market.
This isn't a property. It's the beating heart of our family.
Well, it needs a bypass.
So, come on, what's the SP?
I bought you out, remember?
Why so cagey?
Don't grill me, Charles, not unless you want to lose the other eyebrow.
Come on, Francis, I'm sure Dr. Moskowitz would want you to share. What's it worth?
£950,000. And that was the conservative estimate.
Still, money isn't everything. And I was looking forward to a raise when 77 hit the West End.
No, that is not what I said.
I know exactly what you said.
Guys, keep it down.
Your colleague has no respect for the written word.
That's unfair.
Yeah, that's going a bit
Harold far. Pinter wouldn't put up with your crass disregard for the text.
Then again, Harold Pinter wouldn't be workshopping a gun crime musical for the under fives.
Problem is, when I come off stage, I need my space to help me come down. Yeah. But Mally just bursts in and starts giving me notes, which is not only rude, it's not even his job.
Oh, yeah. But it's not rude for you to improvise around my carefully honed lines.
Just bringing it off the page, Mal, injecting a little life.
Are you saying my play's lifeless? Are you saying my dialogue's dead?
God forbid!
Four years it took me to craft this piece. 4 years of late nights. 4 years of rewriting and refining. 4 years of peeling away the layers.
Like a leek.
An onion.
An onion, sorry.
What onion?
The onion of my soul! I haven't just sweated over this script. These pages are covered in my DNA. And I'm not going to let you piss it all away.
You're being ridiculous.
Okay, guys, time out. Everyone's a bit keyed up. Let's just... chill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be out front again this evening and I'll be listening to every word.
Holy shite, that guy's got some issues.
Did I actually tell him to chill?
Thank God I had a Qigong session this morning.
Qi what?
The Chinese art of self-healing enhances the flow of Qi, reduces stress, harmonizes mind, body, spirit. I could teach you some self-massage techniques.
I'm okay in that department, thanks.
Let me buy you dinner, then. Thanks for playing the UN just now.
Oh, nothing too healthy.
Your funeral. Pass me my jacket, will you?
Yeah. Cool. Weighs a ton. What have you got in here?
Lock the door.
Oh. Please tell me that's a prop.
It's the real thing and it's loaded.
You didn't get that on eBay.
It's surprisingly easy to get tooled up these days.
Tooled up? What is this, a Guy Ritchie? What do you want with a gun?
Self-protection. Wipe the smile off the face of the next little bastard who demands money with menaces.
So much for harmonising mind, body and spirit.
Mum? Dad? This is Miles.
It's nice to meet you at last.
Lovely house.
Oh, thank you.
There's a bottle.
Oh, Haute Brion. Looks a bit serious.
GC says you know your wine.
Juicy?
Charles.
Sorry. Juliet lowered her eyes, so I guessed what she'd actually said was more like, my dad's a screaming alcoholic.
It's a pretty decent vintage. Strictly speaking, ought to lay it down for a few years, but life's short, eh, Charles?
It's got a castle on the label, so I'm impressed.
It's such a lovely day, I thought we could eat al fresco.
Great.
Lovely.
Charles will take you out.
I'll give you a hand, Mum.
Yeah, thank you, darling.
How long have you been here?
Well, Juliet says you're in Chiswick.
Yeah. Stone's throw from the river, so handy for the boathouse.
Ah, you row?
Not like I did at Oxford.
Which college?
Christchurch.
I was at Hartford.
Never mind. Mm. Top property, this. Hits all the right buttons. Great location, good for the shops and tube. Pretty as the Northern Line, but you can't have it all. Still, sound investment.
Well, we think of it more as a family home than a financial investment.
Absolutely. On the other hand, you must be looking down the short end of a million, eh?
Here we are.
Mmm. Smells like good scoff.
My mother makes the best shepherd's pie.
Oh, my two favourite words in the English language.
At that moment, my two favourite words were good riddance, closely followed by bugger off. But I held my tongue and poured a lot of haute brion down my throat.
So, I was organising this fundraiser for Ethical Trading Awareness Week, and Miles bid a rather substantial amount to have dinner with me.
Imagine!
I'd have gone a lot higher.
Damn, I wish I'd known.
Worth every penny.
No, oh, you.
More wine, anyone?
I'm driving.
And I've got an early start tomorrow.
I still don't quite understand what advice you give to all these companies.
Investments, mainly. How to, where to, where not to.
He's been advising us on how to maximise our charitable funds.
Mm-hmm. You've got to put something back, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll have to pick your financial brain sometime.
Said the one-time subscriber to Socialism Today.
My pleasure, Francis, any time.
Grab him while he can, Mum.
Juicy.
Oh, sorry.
What's all this?
Well, it's supposed to be under wraps, but I've been headhunted by Westminster.
How exciting!
Wow. May one ask which department?
Well, between you, me and the Clematis, the head man's office.
The Prime Minister?
In waiting.
A 30-year Guardian subscription gone to waste.
You're right, Dad.
Yeah. Just something stuck in my throat.
A week later, Paula broke the news that everything was finally in place for the transfer.
I think a celebration's in order.
Well, I'm up for it, but not at my place.
Well, everyone back to mine, then. It's about time I had a proper flat warming, don't you think, Luz?
I can't tonight.
Why?
I promised Mum I'd...
Oh, Lucy.
Please don't be like that.
Every time I try to arrange something...
Look, hang on. We've got a week off before rehearsals. How about we go away, just you and me?
Have a private word with Alex and Charles?
Sure. I've got to go anyway.
Paula looked uneasy. Like a patient in a proctologist's waiting room.
Okay, cut to the chase. I've been busting my blarnecks up and down Threadneedle Street, but I finally hooked up with Bob Luscombe.
The Don Corleone of Shaftesbury Avenue.
I'll probably find a horse's head in my bed, but it's a good deal. However, he's yanking my chain over casting.
A large, dark, metaphorical cloud loomed on the horizon.
Bottom line, he wants blue chip West End names in the leads.
What names?
Michael Banks.
Lovable Michael Banks was older than Alex, but a national treasure. Then she turned to me.
And George Birkett.
There was nothing cuddly about George Birkett, but his stock was high as TV's maverick forensic cop in Dead on Arrival.
You can't do this.
Believe me, Alex, it's not personal.
You can't do this.
It's just
you
business.
You can't do this.
It pains me.
Oh,
but...
it pains you. Pains you? You don't know the meaning of the word. There's a whole world of pain out there. You haven't even scratched the surface, you disingenuous little gobshite!
Cool it, Alex,
I've been there, girlie. I've stood on the edge of the precipice, I've stared into the heart of darkness, and I can tell you I am not going back!
I hear what you say. I understand you're not happy, but...
Not happy! Not happy!
Oh, dear.
You understand nothing! You can't begin to describe how I feel!
Qigong, Alex, Qigong.
You don't go around firing actors like that, just...
I'm not firing anyone. In fact, I hope you'd stay on as...
As what? Michael Banks is understudy? Oh, now you are serious, aren't you? He's at least 20 years too old for the part. Do you hear this, Charles? Do you believe this piece of work?
I heard and believed only too well. It was precisely the sort of thing I'd come to expect in the series of cock-ups and coincidences I laughably called my career.
Well, you could take your understudy role and shove it!
How about you, Charles?
I'm not being rude, but I'm not really in the mood for tea and sympathy.
Bugger tea? I brought scotch.
I don't drink.
Well, I thought under the circumstances, sorry.
I'll fetch you a glass.
Don't bother. No.
Everything was looking up. I've just bought this place. Lucy's talking about moving in. Now I feel like I've been knocked down. I don't know if I've got the strength to get up again.
What did Beckett say? I can't go on. I must go on. I shall go on.
But we won't go on unless Mickey Banks or George Birkett get sick or drop dead.
I hoped it was just the anger talking.
You've bounced back once. You can do it again. I don't know if I want to. You've still got a taste for the business. I see it in your eyes when you're working.
I lost that fire in the belly when I went into the loony bin, and audiences can always sniff out a phony.
Alex went out for a glass of water. As he stood, a cushion slipped, revealing his hastily concealed gun. I was still staring at it when he came back in.
I'm not going to kill myself, if that's what you're worried about.
Good God, no. Why would I think you would?
You haven't been able to take your eyes off the gun since you saw it.
He picked it up, weighing it in his hand.
You've nothing to be nervous of. You're one of the good guys.
Who, I wondered, were the bad guys? Paula? Bob Luscombe? Michael Banks? George Burkett? At least Alex was looking calmer, and even smiled as he locked the gun in a drawer.
Don't worry. I'm far too cowardly to shoot myself.
Funny how that didn't make me feel any better. All I wanted was to get home and hit the sack, but I stopped off at one of those pretend Irish pubs, Malone's or Malloy's or some such. Anyway, several Murphys and Jamesons later...
McCormack and Richard Tower are singing by the bed. There's a glass of punch below your
feet. Be careful!
My
bloody back!
Oh, you've broken my yucca!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll buy you a new one when I get out of hospital. What's all this stuff doing in the doorway?
It's going into storage.
Why?
I'm having a clear out. See the wood for the trees. Look at all this room.
Well, there's bound to be room if you move everything out. It's what Peter Brook calls the empty space. I think I've broken my coccyx.
I've forgotten how big it was.
The sizes and everything.
So you were always telling me.
Ha ha ha.
Do you know the biggest luxury in London these days? Space. Room to breathe commands top dollar.
Top dollar? You've been talking to Miles.
He's been very helpful.
Yeah, a man who knows the value of everything and the price of nothing.
Wrong way round, Oscar, and you shouldn't badmouth a man your daughter loves.
Who said she loves him?
It's obvious.
Great, that's just great. The perfect end to a perfect day.
Okay, Charles, cards on the table.
You don't want me to move because you've got a cushy little number here. Well, I'm sorry to rain on your parade, but this is my house and my life, and if I decide it's time to downsize, that's just hard luck.
But what about us?
You mean, what about me?
No, well, that too.
I think you'd better get onto your landlord and find out when your flat's going to be ready, don't you?
Yeah. There's something I need to tell you.
Oh, it's such a perfect day.
In Murder Unprompted by Simon Brett, Charles Paris is played by Bill Nye, Francis by Suzanne Burden, Alex by Danny Webb, Morris by John Glover, Lucy by Jemima Roper, Val by Liza Sadovy, Paula by Rachel Bavage, Mal by Nitin Ganatra, Juliet by Tilly Gaunt, Miles by Thomas Arnold, and The Mugger by Jot Davis. Murder Unprompted is dramatised by Jeremy Front and directed by Sally Evans.